Production of Pipe Dreams is made possible in part by funding provided by Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhead Foundation, and by the support of listeners to stations in the Public Radio International network.
From Minnesota Public Radio.
Borden Building is at least four businesses, each of which could keep one very nicely occupied, either running a pipe shop, a wood shop, a metal shop, or a design studio, or an installation voicing operation. But when you're doing it all, it's a lot to manage. The important thing is that it's really a thrill and a privilege to be able to do this. And in many ways, I feel that I was born to do this, and have a very unique combination of gifts that enable me to produce these instruments, and desire to push the envelope further in terms of making them better and better. I've always been kind of a quiet behind the scenes kind of guy, and I think that building what are very visible and grand and sometimes intense instruments is a way of being emotional and expressing oneself.
This is Paul Fritz, not the sort of fellow who stands out in a crowd or makes a public display of himself, at least not in person. Paul does it in his shop, working with his hands, dealing with wood and metal, turning an idea, a design, into a physical and acoustical reality, such as that to which we are listening. This is Paul Fritz's magnum opus, an imposing pipe organ of 54 stops, the product of the full-time devotion and energy of himself and six other co-workers in his shop for over a period of 2.5 years. This organ lives in a fancy new home, the modern Lagerquist Concert Hall, heart of the Mary Baker Russell Music Center, on the campus of Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington. It's a rather unusual yet effective contrasting of a contemporary room and an instrument which looks like it might have come from the 17th century. You'll hear it today, played by PLU faculty artist David Dahl and guest recitalist Craig Kramer from Notre Dame University, in music from the 17th century by Bach and Buxtehude, and from our time too by Messiaen and Cindy McTee. And we'll visit further with the builder as we feature the Paul Fritz organ at Pacific Lutheran University. With some great sounds ahead, I'm Michael Barone, and you are tuned to Pipe Dreams. J.S. Bach, there was Dietrich Buxtehude, the king of the North German organists. His music starts our program. This is the Toccata in F. David Dahl plays the Paul Fritz organ at Pacific Lutheran University.
Thank you.
music historians call it the fantastic style. And surely that music does sound fantastic, particularly as played here. That was the F major toccata by North German Baroque composer Dietrich Buxtehude, performed on an instrument which would look very much at home in a North German Baroque church. But it was built for the new music hall at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, where university organist David Dahl is playing upon it in what was this instrument's inaugural recital series in November of 1998. This is the Gottfried and Mary Fuchs organ, built by Paul Fritz of Tacoma, Washington. And we will hear it now in a few more intimate combinations of sounds, a set of Baroque hymn preludes, the first two by Bach's pupil Johann Ludwig Krebs, and the last, which gets things roaring again, by the somewhat older Bach contemporary Georg Kaufmann. Again, David Dahl plays the Fritz organ at Pacific Lutheran University.
Thank you.
listening to David Daw playing on the new organ at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma. Some chorale preludes there by Georg Kaufmann and Johann Ludwig Krebs, bold and blissful sounds, rugged and refined, depending on the need. And the flute stops that were used in that little piece on the tune Vom Himmel Hoch, well, truly, they were heaven sent. We have a picture of this instrument on our website, along with other information. Find us at pipedreams.org. Click on to program number 2017. Paul Fritz and company completed this instrument in 1998. They had been working on its construction for the better part of 30 months. It's a lot of man and women hours, but also a grand achievement. And even after the experience of building more than 20 other instruments, Paul, this really was a major responsibility.
It's twice as large as anything we'd made previously. And I also think it's quite complicated in terms of the casework, the mechanics, and the incorporation of certain stops that we'd never made before. So it was daunting, and you just take every problem as it comes and try to solve it. The school signed an agreement for a fixed price, which we kept to. The organ was phased due to fundraising restrictions, but eventually fully funded to the amount that we agreed upon originally. There's an enormous amount of idealism that goes into creating a vision that you might have, but you have to be realistic about it. Remember, too, that I am the head of a team of people who come to the shop for a variety of reasons, not necessarily to create great works of art, but that's fine. We get along great. And it's very important to me that I take care of their needs, both emotionally and financially, and to the point where they feel fulfilled. It boils down to developing in all of us empathy for another's place and concerns.
Trio in G Major by Bach, performed by Craig Kramer in a guest recital at Pacific Lutheran University, playing the Paul Fritz organ. As you might expect, the singing of Lutheran hymns has some part in the daily activity at Pacific Lutheran University, and accompanying hymns is something which university organist David Dahl has perfected over his career. Let's listen as he leads the assembled throng in All Creatures of Our God and King.
Thank you.
This is Pacific Lutheran University, after all, where singing hymns is an important part of the daily schedule. David Dahl led the way there through All Creatures of Our God and King, using the new communal boombox on campus, you might call it, the 54-stop pipe organ by Paul Fritz and company. Paul's father, Bayard, taught organ at PLU for 30 years, had his own organ maintenance clientele on the side, and so to some degree, this might all have been predestined that Paul Fritz become an organ builder. Or maybe not.
Actually, I didn't study the organ. I studied the violin from the fourth grade. But my family background did definitely shape me and prepare me for the career as an organ builder. Of course, my father does play the organ and had a business repairing, tuning, and enlarging, and in some cases building new organs. And as a kid, I grew up in a very rich environment for the mechanical side of a wood shop and projects around the house, and the musical side, pretty high-end music going on, and my own studies, although I think I tended to prefer the wood shop and the workshop. Here in Seattle, we had very important organs going in, for instance, the four-manual Flintrop at St. Mark's Cathedral, and there was quite a buzz about that. It was a combination of being awed by the space, the instrument, and then dealing with the reality that it was very different. It was not easy to sort all through that. But later, when I did take over the business, I did so very recklessly in some respects, but I was given a lot of freedom and a lot of power to make decisions, and gradually we began adopting what I felt were the methods that would produce better instruments.
And indeed they have. Paul Fritz's shop is right next door to where his father lives, and you can bet that there is plenty of parental pride in the accomplishments of the son. Take a look at what we are hearing on our website, pipedreams.org. This is program 2017. I'm Michael Barone. We're listening to the pipe organ which Paul Fritz and his associates built at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma on this edition of Pipe Dreams.
Thank you.
listening to Pacific Lutheran University Professor David Dahl in Tacoma playing a piece attributed to Bach. We're not quite sure if it's actually Bach's or not. A soulfully lovely setting of the hymn Erbarm dich mein, Have Mercy on Me, O Lord. Bach's predecessor at the St. Thomas Church in Leipzig, Johann Kuhnau, wrote some keyboard movements quite similar to that, which is what makes us raise our eyebrows, because, well, this is the challenge with Bach. Much of his music was preserved in second- or third-hand copies. We figure it's Bach because no one else could be quite so inspired. Similarly, in this Prelude and Fugue in C, which you're about to hear, the inspiration of Buxtehude, who Bach visited in Lübeck, and Georg Böhm, whose music Bach heard and from whom Bach might even have taken some lessons when he was a young schoolboy in that city, are obviously the models that the composer of this piece followed. But Bach takes their bid and ups the ante with a considerable pedal solo in the prelude and a really wild cadenza-like finale in the fugue. Enjoy it. Lively music made even more exciting by the vibrant playing of Craig Kramer and the expressive characteristics of both the wind supply and the playing mechanism of this mechanical action instrument which Paul Fritz has built at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma. We are letting loose here with Bach. listening to some Bach at Pacific Lutheran University, with guest recitalist Craig Kramer from Notre Dame University, appearing as part of a conference which was sponsored by PLU, the Westfield Center, and Loft Recordings, seminar on the pipe organ in the new millennium. This recital recorded in April 1999. Other performances from this seminar are available on compact disc through loftrecordings.com on the World Wide Web. That was Bach's Prelude and Fugue in C major, Schmieder number 531. This instrument was literally built from scratch. Paul's sister Judy was responsible for carving all of the intricate casework decorations, and Paul and his other co-workers made virtually everything right at the Fritz shop in Tacoma.
It is quite an experience, partly because it's the largest instrument that I've ever built, and it required about 30 months of time for our shop of seven to do. We did not build the blower. Small hardware items like screws, brass rod. Otherwise, we began with ingots of lead and tin, rough sawn lumber, and fashioned everything. We buy raw materials. The bone that covers the naturals of the keyboards we had prepared by a man on the East Coast who specializes in that work. Otherwise, we're very proud that beginning in about 1985, we made the very last step to the point where we do make virtually everything. We set up a pipe shop, and I think that's of vital importance to getting the kind of results that we want to get.
Definitely. This is a classic design in every aspect, and it responds especially well to early music, but it's also an instrument of today. It has an electronic combination action to quickly change the stops, and it responds to the music of our time. Cindy McTee, who teaches composition at the University of North Texas in Denton, transformed a 1994 score for string orchestra into this Agnus Dei for organ. It borrows a theme from the Polish Requiem by Krzysztof Penderecki and sets it in a manner reminiscent of the Adagio for Strings by Samuel Barber. This is Agnus Dei by Cindy McTee. David Dahl performs.
Thank you.
Agnus Dei, Lamb of God who takes away the world's sin, grant us peace. Music from 1998 by Cindy McTee, composer from Denton, Texas, a tribute to Krzysztof Penderecki. As performed by David Dahl at Pacific Lutheran University, we're listening to the new pipe organ built there by Paul Fritz of Tacoma. From the 19th century, next, a tribute by Robert Schumann to Johann Sebastian Bach, a fugue built on a theme made from the musical letters of Bach's name. B-A-C-H translates into B-flat, A, C, and B-natural, which little germ motive you hear right at the very beginning. Professor David Dahl of Pacific Lutheran University, playing a fugue in homage to Johann Sebastian Bach, music by Robert Schumann. And we're listening to the new organ in the Performing Arts Center at PLU in Tacoma, where David Dahl has been on the faculty since 1969. I dare say that securing this instrument for the new campus Performing Arts Center is the cap on his career, quite literally, actually, because David retires at the end of May 2000, and filling his organ shoes, if that is really possible, will be a newly appointed faculty organist, James Holloway. Do check your website for photography and other information related to this very special new instrument. Find us at pipedreams.org. I'm Michael Barone with Paul Fritz and the new organ at Pacific Lutheran University, which he has built. Listening on this edition of Pipe Dreams. Craig Kramer again at the keyboards with an early Bach chorale prelude on the hymn tune Wir Christenleut, or We Christian People, playing on the 54-stop mechanical action organ. Actually, it's officially called the Gottfried and Mary Fuchs organ, named after its principal donors. It was built by Paul Fritz and Company at the Lagerquist Concert Hall of the Mary Baker Russell Music Center on the campus of Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma. Quite a long list of credits, but hey, that's how things get done. People donate to support good ideas. And the Fritz organ certainly was a grand idea. This organ stands in a balcony above and behind the main stage of this Performing Art Auditorium. 536 seats is the capacity. Gold leaf enhances the carved pipe shades in the case front. There are even two life-sized statues as part of the upper case decoration. It's really rather fancy. The room's acoustics can be adjusted with drapes from a reverberation time of about 2.5 seconds to a nicely resonant 4 seconds. The wood of the organ matches the hall's fir paneling. Actually, the wood for the organ came from 100-year-old fir logs, which were retrieved from the bottom of Lake Washington. Think of birds singing in the branches of those historic fir trees as you listen to this next piece by Olivier Messiaen. It is the communion movement from his Pentecost Mass for organ David Dahl performs. The movement is titled Birds and Water Springs. use your imagination just the littlest bit, you were able to imagine a scene from the great outdoors, Birds and Water Springs, the title of that movement, the communion section from Olivier Messiaen's Pentecost Mass for organ. David Dahl performed at Pacific Lutheran University in Lagerqvist Hall. Recording made during this organ's inauguration in November of 1998. As you can tell, though this instrument is inspired by organs of the past, it is built for today as well. It even has a computer-programmed memory for changing the registrations, and it was used there. Could be argued that today is the golden age of organ music. Certainly more instruments are being played well in more places than ever before. And the quality of the best pipe organs built now, such as this one by Paul Fritz, well, it's right up there with the best by the old guys. But somehow, probably because Bach was alive back then, the early 18th century represents a kind of heaven for organists and organ music lovers. And we will go there now, or at least imagine that Pacific Lutheran University's concert hall is a huge church in Hamburg or Lübeck, Germany, as Craig Kramer plays for us this spectacular work by Bach, The Fantasy and Fugue, in G minor.
Thank you.
of the great ones, Bach's Fantasy and Fugue in G Minor. Craig Kramer performed in a guest recital, he from Notre Dame University, playing the new instrument at Pacific Lutheran University, a mechanical action organ of 54 stops. It was completed in 1998 after 30 months of labor by the seven artisans in the shop of Paul Fritz and Company of Tacoma, Washington. A very impressive achievement. Great sound, stunning visual presence. An instrument like this, Paul, which is of the 20-some organs that you have built, certainly the largest, must have been both a challenge and a reward.
There's the critical side of me that can go to an event at PLU and hear all of the flaws and all of the things that I should have done differently and could be reworked and made better. And then there's, on the other side of the coin, the side of me that is really feeling fulfilled and satisfied that the performer I'm listening to is really excited about what the instrument is doing. And when that happens, everything sort of fades away. I do wonder what will happen down the road, not only to me as I grow older and my role in creating organs, but the instruments themselves. I think it's important for one's sanity that one does not get too emotionally attached to the instruments. And I've been pretty successful in disattaching myself by thinking of the reality of the situation, that is, that each instrument is owned by the institution or the group or the individual that contracted for it. So on one hand, it's nice to control to a large degree what you're doing and how it's done, but at some point you've got to let go.
Sort of like a parent with children. They grow up and have a life of their own, and you move on to other projects. Paul Fritz, organ builder from Tacoma, Washington. More than 20 years in the business already, it doesn't seem possible. With a few more than 20 instruments to his credit, another notable installation is at Arizona State University in Tempe. We featured that organ on a Pipe Dreams broadcast sequence some while back. It's a relative peanut compared with this magnum opus at Pacific Lutheran University. I do thank David Dahl for his advocacy of this installation. Without him, it likely would not have happened. Also, his performances today were superb, as were Craig Kramer's, visiting artist from Notre Dame University. Their excellent playing, captured by engineers Bob Holden of the PLU Audio Services and Roger Sherman of Loft Recordings. Check the website, loftrecordings.com, for more information. 48 years old, really underway in your business, Paul. What's on the table for the future? How much of a backlog of orders do you have?
About 5 years. We're very fortunate to have instruments coming up for St. Mark's Cathedral, the chapel, a small instrument. We're just now halfway through in the shop with a large 39-stop two manual for Princeton Theological Seminary. Following the Seattle project, we'll be building a Bach Central German-style organ for Vassar College. We're about to sign an important contract with University of Notre Dame, and a number of other projects are sort of on the back burner.
So no rest for the wicked, or for the acknowledged and successful young organ builder, Paul Fritz of Tacoma, Washington. Find out more about this instrument at Pacific Lutheran University on our website. We are at pipedreams.org. This is program number 2017. Should you not be a web browser, I'll send you a playlist at the very least, which contains some other information and even a photo of the instrument. Write to us at Pipe Dreams, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101. Please include a stamped, self-addressed envelope for the return mail, no postcard requests. And specify this program, 2017. Our address again is Pipe Dreams, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101. On the web, we are at pipedreams.org. Our Pipe Dreams broadcasts are made possible by a generous gift from Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhad Fund of the HRK Foundation, and by the voluntary contributions of listeners to Public Radio International stations all around the country. Keep your vision sharp, your ears awake, and until next time, for Pipe Dreams, I'm Michael Barone. Thank you for listening. Pipe Dreams is a production of Minnesota Public Radio.
PRI, Public Radio.